And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the name of Jesus. This time of Christmas presents a rather serious challenge for me, because I got to wrap the gifts that I want to give. Straight up, I am terrible. I am awful. So the Christmas season really shows me up. It magnifies my ineptness at wrapping gifts. One year, our then 8-year-old daughter had been watching the results of my wrapping endeavors, and she said, ever so sweetly but condescendingly, here, Daddy, let me do it for you. Have at it, I thought. I hate wrapping. I always mess it up. The corners, the ribbons, the tape. I managed to use a roll and a half of tape on a little gift. And where do those ribbons go? I can't even peel off the backing of those self's gift bags. Oh, I was so glad when they came up with that idea. First time, just threw the gift in the bag, now got ready to go. My wife said, paper on top. So I did. I grabbed the front page of the newspaper we had been getting. No, she said, something better than that. So I grabbed the comics. Had to be tissue, she said. I was thinking Kleenex. I am horrible at wrapping. Not Almighty God, though. God wraps His gift perfectly. He gives the gift of His Word, and He wraps it perfectly in human flesh. And the Word became flesh. And that Word become flesh, wrapped, of all things, in our humanity, wrapped in the swaddling cloths, wrapped in the arms of His blessed mother, Jesus continued God's perfect wrapping endeavor, wrapping into His arms outcasts and sinners, the worst and the least, the bottom of the barrel bunch, those nobody else would hold. Jesus holds. Wrapped His arms around a cross, too, and later was wrapped in quickly gathered burial cloths and wrapped in the folds of a tomb. That wrapping, though, soon came off, and the gift was all complete. Body and soul risen and wrapped in life and in light. That light is our life. The light, I tell you, no darkness can overcome ever. The Word wrapped in flesh wraps His arms around us. Well, it probably wouldn't hurt to be a little childlike on this Christmas day for those of us who have forgotten how to be childlike. Let's do a little wrapping. Let's do it together. So go ahead. No one's watching. Fold your arms like this. Hold them like you're wrapping your arms around a little baby. Imagine with me. Be a child, like in your faith. Imagine that in your arms it is Jesus. His little boy eyes looking into yours as your arms wrap around Him and you hold Him close. That is precisely why He came into this world and into your life. So that you might wrap your arms, no better yet, that you might wrap your life around Him and hold Him close. When you wrap your arms and your life around Jesus, it is always, I tell you this, it is always a wrapping job that delights God. But look more closely into those eyes of the one you're holding. The eyes of a homeless man with scraggly beard and unkempt hair. The eyes of a cancer patient at UT Medical Center, ICU, last day of life. The eyes of a little baby, but 3 months old, in her mother's womb, with skin a-burning and heartbeat leaving. Look into those eyes. They're the eyes of a young lady laying on that table in that clinic. Look into the eyes and you will recognize. You will surely see a dear and elderly member, 91 years, so faithful, and now home and wheelchair bound. Look into the eyes and look even more closely. Your arms are wrapped around a ministry that is stretching across miles and blocks in this city, carrying great tidings of even greater joy. You see, in our very arms, Almighty God is wrapping, still wrapping, perfectly wrapping people in the love of His Son. And the Word became flesh. God's gift wrapping is perfect. Look once more at those arms. Imagine again. Imagine that those arms are His arms. He has wrapped you in His arms. The arms of a baby boy, a risen Savior, an eternal, soon to come again, King. Perfect, just, perfect. His wrapping is, oh, so perfect. In His only begotten Son, Almighty God wraps you in His tender mercy. He wraps you in the forgiveness for all your sins. He wraps you in the righteousness of Jesus. And He wraps you, better yet, in the utter certainty of everlasting life with Him. And yes, He wraps you in heavenly peace. Just perfect. God's wrapping is just perfect. In the name of Jesus, amen. A reading from St. Paul, his first letter to the Corinthians. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.